The ideas that came out of the 1930s, the Pinko commie ideas, would take 20 years to take root. And by the time the Warren Court rolled its sleeve up and got busy in the 1960s, judicial activism became the order of the day. The Democrat Party could not accomplish what it wanted to accomplish on behalf of the communists that had infiltrated the United States. Couldn't do it at the ballot box. Couldn't do it in state legislatures. So it decided to use the court to wage this 150-year-long battle against Christianity and trying to wipe it from the face of the earth here in the United States. They used the court. They created the monster. They created all of those cases that they so love today. Roe versus Wade, Griswold versus Connecticut, the prayer in school cases, the Loving case, the Miranda case, all of that could not have been legislated. None of that would have gone past the ballot box. But how'd they do it? Well, we'll use the courts. So they're the ones that made the court this uber-important branch of government. It ought to be sitting there, and it ought to be pretty inert. Almost to the point of, who cares who you put on the court? They don't do very much. But that's not the federal system, and we don't live in a federal system. That's not the national system in which we live here. So they have no one to blame but themselves for all of this emphasis that's been put on the court and for all the importance of selecting the right jurist and this and that and the other. That's all on them. They did this. So for them to be out there wringing their hands and whining and crying into their weak tea, it's almost fun to watch. Have you seen these videos? I won't put them in the chat room, but we won't put the audio version, but maybe we can stick a screenshot or two in there. Have you seen these videos on, if you're on Twitter, of these women? There was one, then there was two, now there's four, now there's like 40, of these women losing their minds when they find out that Darth Bader Ginsburg has died. Because to them, that means that they might actually have to get married and actually have children instead of being the illicit promiscuous floozies that they currently are. Screaming at the top of their lungs, going live on their on Periscope on Twitter, and losing. I can't believe it! Look, be impossible for me to even try to attempt to impersonate it, so I won't. And I can't play it for you because it's filled with expletives. This is a religion. You understand this. Did you hear Kayleigh McEnany said three times, protect religious liberty. She said, as Senator Ted Cruz reminds us, we're one vote away from losing religious liberty. Why do you think they keep saying that? Because there is a war on. And it is an invisible war, but it's on. And it is between good and evil. It is not between Republican and Democrat. It ain't between left and right. It is not between liberal and versus conservative. It is a good battle of good versus evil. Christianity is on one side. Satanism is on the other. What these people want is nothing short of you and I being forced completely out of, finally, completely out of Christian practice. You know, the irony is here, they wouldn't even have the right to speak these things were it not for Christianity. There would be no jurisprudence. We know it today. Brother Andre Marino and I are going to talk about this on Wisdom Wednesday later on in the show. Were it not for Christianity. So the battle is shaping up. And make no mistake about it, the Democrats don't want to take any prisoners, and they're not going to take any. They're going to go to your city or my city when they don't. Let's just go ahead and say this as it should be said. I'll be the first. When they don't get their way. This guy, Biden, is not going to be elected. Already, I've got a story in today's pile of prep. The state of Wisconsin, the Democrats in Wisconsin, knowing that Biden's is going to lose, went and appealed to a federal judge and asked the judge to extend the period under which absentee mail-in ballots could be counted. He's extended it 19 days. Oh, I'm sorry, till November the 19th. So what is that? 16 days. Well, like, Why 16? Why not 17? Why not 14? Why not 28? Let's make it a round number. How about that? Let's make it 30. 16 days. So you can actually vote after the outcome, and if you can get it postmarked somewhere to say November the 3rd, bam-o, gets counted. Whatever happened to one man, one vote, you got to show up. Well, you know what happened? Democrats didn't get their way. That's what happened. They're trying to change this same rule in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Why are they only doing this in states that Trump won in 2016 and that he has to win for re-election? Well, that's a no-brainer. You know why. But what's going on behind the scenes? I'm going to do something that's totally out of character here for the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Welcome in all of you. This portion of the program is brought to you by the Founders Pass Membership Service. Now, I'm talking to you people on YouTube and those of you listening on the free stream, or maybe one of you that's listening that's got the, what's the 3 month gift membership go for? $29, I think. $29. I'm going to get a member today. You're going to give me one today before this show ends, or I'm not coming in tomorrow. That's the deal. Here's how many new people we signed up this week.
0.0.
I will not allow this. You shouldn't allow this. You're going to go to crusadechannel.com/go, and you're going to become a Founders Pass member today because the Founders Pass is bringing you the entire program. The reason those lights are on is because there is a Founders Pass member behind the lights. The reason the internet works at the high speed that it does is because there are Founders Pass members behind the internet. They paid for it. The reason why we have a great, beautiful HD camera that presents this show in crystal clear 1920 by 1080p HD is because there are Founders Pass members that paid for it. This stuff is not free. You know, I watched last night Right Side News broadcast the Trump rally. And I watch people kicking in $45, $50. I watch some people kicking in $5, but I watched them by the hundreds. They had 90,000 people on that live stream watching that last night. Nuts. You can't follow the chat. It goes so fast. I don't even know why you bother. But I saw the support for independent journalism and for independent broadcasting. I saw it with my own eyes. So, Right Side News Broadcasting, and they started in 2016 following the president or the candidate around, Trump the candidate around, and broadcasting his speeches everywhere. And now that they do it to an audience times 10. Like I said, 93,000 at the high watermark last night. That should be the future here of this Crusade Channel. We've been providing professional radio broadcasts since 2015. This station is live 24/7. We've covered the election in 2016. We're going to cover this one. We have all the debates. We have many of the same events. We had the Mike Church Show. And we had the Barrett Brief. We had the True Money Show. And we have Reconquest and all that. So today, you're going to go, one of you or 100 of you, and sign up to become Founders Pass members. Go to crusadechannel.com/go. crusadechannel.com/go. So you know who's sponsoring this segment. I'm going to break out of protocol here for just a moment, for 4.5 moments, and I'm going to play for you. Oh, you can make a contribution in our chat room like they were making on One America News last night. I'm sorry, on Right Side News. You can go to our chat room. It's free, crusadechannel.com/chat, and in the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see a dollar sign with a circle around it. Tap that. Any amount. Guy goes in there 3 times a week, puts $2 in. We accept any amount. We're not proud. I'm going to play a digital media file here for you. You're going, Minotaur played. You can't do that. He took your job. Well, I watched an interview yesterday with Steve Bannon. Yes, that's Steve Bannon. And while it is true that Bannon was filling in for yours truly on Sirius XM for 4 years before I was unceremoniously not renewed and then he took over. But look, he only did it to get the national exposure for the show that because I had built the audience. As a matter of fact, I actually have an interview request into Bannon. Wouldn't that be hysterical if Steve Bannon came on this show? And look, I'd shake hands and go, hey, man, it's Mary the Hatchet, dude. I'm so glad that happened. Thank you so much, Steve. Now let's talk about 2020. Well, he gives an interview yesterday to One America News, and he says pretty much many of the things that I've been telling you about what's going on here and what the Democrat Party's plan is. Their plan is nothing short of the 1917 Red Revolution, where they're going to play the Bolsheviks, or the 1793 French Revolution, where they're going to play the Jacobins, okay? There are epics in history that have been brought about, and tens of millions of people have died as a result of it with people like today's Democrats. Do not underestimate these people. As my priest friend, and I won't tell you who it is, but no, it's not Father Claude, told me the other day after Mass, Mr. Church, we know that these people are that they kill. I said, yes, Father, we know that they kill. And he goes, so we should expect that they're willing to kill to hold on to the presidency and to hold on to, now to hold on to this, to what they think is theirs, the Supreme Court. We should expect that they're willing to kill. I do expect, they are willing to kill, and they have killed this year. Tens of thousands already. Will they kill more?